how we supposed to eat it, so we can eat it. But if it is the kind of misikenes that it's a sakone for the eichel, so then it's also bachil and it's a sakone and forches, but not mitzatrei. But hatzal hashomer shebehen in both situations, the trei isn't. Omar Shmuel, so in other words, so if he behime eats poison, and because of that, it's destined to die in a few days. Even though the blood system is poisoned, so it's not treif. It's not treif. Omar Shmuel, Hilito Chalzi is treif. Chalzi is a certain kind of a resin that it has a very sharp edge. So if the behemoth eats that kind of a resin that has a sharp edge, so it is treif. Not because it's poison, but because the sharp edge of this resin is gone, so in all probability will perforate the intestines because it has sharp edge. So by time, the meat give a little mayon, because then the moment this resin goes down into the intestine, so in all probability it will perforate the intestines. No, so this is what it says. Hilito kurech al chalsis. Hilito kurech al chalsis treifo. Mipni shenei kvim bnei mayim. Avol im ochlo olin shalei. So the Gemara says, only if it ate the roots of that present. But if it ate the leaves do not have any sharp edges, so then it's kshel. Even though the leaves of that resin too are poisonous. So then it's only misikenes, it's not treif. Kosov HaRambam, Hilito kurjol chalsis, Teo gimul yomi, Sofik nikev, Sofik loy nikev, Piti botik. So that way the Rambam holds that in vike is effective. In other words, it doesn't mean that this kurjol chalsis must perforate the intestines. It might. So if we, after shritte, we are bedik and we don't see any nekev in the intestine, then it's clear. V'lo yirem, mikom ha-shmuel, hilito chaltis treifo, al meil obdike. Why? Because maybe these chaltis made such tiny nikovim that you couldn't detect it so easily. You couldn't detect it so easily. Because it might, even though, I mean, of course, all this is a cloud. I mean, when we say that a nikvare is treif. Suppose when one looks under a microscope, edereye, you'll find certain microscopic nikvare. So then it will not be a treif. Because when we say nikvare is treif, even in nekev shemich is on, but in nekev shemich is on, but it's visible to the eye, to the naked eye. But if it's not visible to the naked eye, even a person with good vision will not see it, but only when he looks at it through a microscope, then it's not a treif. Now, so the question is, why does the, I mean, most Shin Machilik and Rambam, he says, even though she ate that poison, the behemoth, within 3 days of the shrit. But if you don't see it, so if the nekev is not visible, so that kind of a nekev should not even be matriv. The answer is, it might be that the first moment the nekev was visible, but then in the course of a day or two, so it was the nekev was became invisible. But since originally at the outset it was a visible nekev, so mainly it became a treif. But the Shitas HaRambam is that the bdike is effective, and the two holds no. From Roshon of Shmuel, it's mashma that ain't of the hilip. Alright. Keitzei macht, shenikav v'chalal abeimo, oi oi, chayshinon, chayshinon, שמו ניקב אחד מהם קיימץ שניקובו שם במשהו לטריב ולפי חוך כל היבורים ששנינו בהם שאם ניקב מצד אחד כושר כלי ובביסקייסס וכל כבון אם הנקב מצד חוץ דווקא כשניקב מחמסחים אבל אם ניקב אבל אם הוא מחמס מחת וקייץ טריב not because אין נקב מצד אחד על ידי קייץ או עם מחד ישראל no, it doesn't make any difference it has to be penetrating נקב but if it, the נקב מצד אחד that we see only a נקב מצד אחד we see a נקב מצד אחד so if that נקב מצד אחד that we see resulted from a disease so maybe we don't have to be chayshish maybe a penetrating נקב occurred because since it resulted from a disease and all we see is a partial nekev, not a penetrating nekev so that means that the disease did not bring about a penetrating nekev Masha'inkin, if we know that this partial nekev the not penetrating nekev resulted from a machat so but so mainly we have to be chayshish maybe the machat at the very outset penetrated into the cholam but then it came out so we can see it so the mele is like aber mach was mach du kein treffen wie muss so fick im nase au die heli oi kein zu machat kosch kein zu machat kosch why because then we have his vex because first of all even if we knew that the neck if occurred from the machat it would only be so fick it would be so fick treffen So, Mimela, if we don't know, we see a nekev only mitzadechot. And it doesn't, we don't see a nekev, we see a nekev from this side. We don't see a nekev here. So, and we don't know how this nekev occurred, whether it resulted from a machat or it resulted from a disease. So, Mimela, it's a sex making. Maybe it resulted from a disease. And assuming that it resulted from a machat, maybe the machat at the very outset didn't penetrate into the chol either. So maybe it's vexing. The kolshin sheyesh lahachshe kai gavne binikav hoeir ve'aboso ad acholo, and it doesn't penetrate into the chol. So then we certainly have to be machshe. Umiu im nikav v'keitz lifonei v'nishcheto habeim. ונמצא הקיץ תוכו לפנינו מדייפן הבאימו לאחדו יבורים נראים הדבורים שלא יניקה במוקם אחר לפיכוך אם פוגע במי וחיי צבי ולא יניקה לביס חולק שם so he passes the Rashba and even though the more the Hashita is that if we see that the thorn is sticking one end of it is sticking in the membrane of the heart and the other end is sticking in the daven so it's kshero without seeing anything without witnessing how the thorn stuck in the into the organism of the behemoth lifetime without seeing it but since the Rashba mentions only if it's nikav biketzel foneinu if nikav biketzel foneinu so he paskins that way He passes that way. Now, turn to the tool, the darkimashi. But you have to go over the Bes Yosef here. All right. Now, the Bes Yosef. And that tool. Kosova Rajbo. Nika bakeit lefonein. Vinishchad abeimo. Vinimtsa akeit tochel lefonein. Zeli shina Rajbo teres abayis. Da. Shechshomru nika valeiv lebeschole. הם שזה בזכיר שניקבו לחוץ, וכם חולים הפנימי שאומרו שניקב מצד בצד, ויאמרו לו כשניקב מחמס חיל. הולב אוכל אפילו לא ניקבו להם בחוץ, בקיץ ובסק עם חיית וזה טריב. ותדע לוח, בקיץ מייכם בו, אם תימא שבו להם כי כבר ניקבו הדקי, והוא טריב. ואם תמצאו אימא שנכנסים בחוץ, או קיינו עד שתינוקים וחולות, ולפיר אוכים תמצאו. הכובי נוקו ובחוץ, שולים מחמס חיל, הרי זה טריב. כמו ישמר, וכן בכל יבור עם הפנים, ואפילו נמצא בכל הבן, כן עדין וכן עתם, והכן כוסב בדין הלב, כל כוסב ממהל, שם ליום הוא ניקב בסחול אל בניקב מחמס חיל, אבל בקיץ אפילו נקב מבחוץ, ולא ינוקב לחול, ואינם משכחס לו כדי שניקב הקיץ לפנינו בדף מהבימו, וניח ונדחה בלב, וידנו לפנים, מנעדי פני הלב, שאינו חוש בכי נעזר למקיב השכל מלבור עם הפנימי, עד כאן לשם. וכן כוסה בתשובה, וזה לשם. אני ראי הליכתיב לכל. הסכמוסי, ואשר אמרתי לפני רבי ישראל, נשמוס המידה, והידו לי, אחר אוהיל, והוא שאני אימר שכל היבורים ששנינו בהם מצדך עוד כושר, כלב ובמסקיס ובקור כמון, לנמרו דברי הם אלו אלו בחיל. היא נעמה במחד וקייט שנכנס דרך פנים. אין אגרו העץ, כל אחד כפי מה שהוא, היא כפי מה שהיא, אין כראי וקובעית ופתרמס המחד, שאילוכו שלו בייסאי ואשר נמצץ בה. היא נעמה למקיימי שנכנסו דרך פנים כפי מה שנזכה מהלוכן. אבל כל שנכנסו דרך חוץ, דרך דינפן, אין לו בדיקה, אלא אין עשרים יד. In other words, so, when do we say that if we find the נקב מצדכות של זקשירו, that is only if we find that נקב מצדכות מחמס חיל. But if we find that the נקב מצדכות מחמס עם מחת or a thorn that came from the outside, not that it dropped, let's say, through violence and penis, so it dropped, you know, and then it came into the form of me. So then it can be muter. Then it can be muter. Because we, under certain circumstances, so in certain situations, we assume that it took the root of the derech sin penis. But suppose we know that there is a nekev on one side, but the nekev occurred by coming through the outside, let's say, a thorn stuck. Through the outside, it's stuck into the organs of the vein. Or a needle stuck through the outside into the organism of the vein. And then we see that it sticks, it doesn't penetrate into the halal alayim. But we know that it's stuck through the outside. So then we have to change, maybe it did penetrate into the halal alayim. And then it pushed out. This is what he said. Eilu b'dike, ala yisra miyad, lifi, shol b'cheish, shishemot erach nisos o boko b'ach l'nivorim, sh'anekev peisl ben, v'eim l'chol l'nivorim, eilu b'dike b'nekev, v'zehu shomru b'keit sh'asinok v'chor, ad kam l'shem. U'mikol ze tovim, b'si Yosef says, v'lo imich sh'ar ala davke b'nikat b'fanenu, v'roinu sh'ol y'nitcha, elo b'leiv, u'chshenishchato nimco gam kein tochol b'leiv. Hoim roinu, שניטרי ואווינו ליידי, אם ניטרה בלי, או אם באחד משורי ואווו טריף, דנקב שניקב בפנינו, אין מציעינו מדי סופיק, שמוניקב אחד מהדבורים שנקרוס את משהו, ורקי ניטרה בלי. וכל זה שלוי כדברי המורדכי, שנירה מדבורוב, דלבינו ניקב בפנינו כלל, שכוסה בפרק לטריפס בשם רביה, וזהו שני, מחת הנמצא תקוע בלי, אם יש שקר מבחוץ, בידי פן עצלוי, שידוע שבו המחת מבחוץ מסתנוי, יש לוחש לעין, אם תקוע מקצוסי, עדיין לידי פן, ולאובר לכל הלב נקל מפולו, שאפילו קופן לברק שירו, ואפילו בקלישני, ואם אין תקוע בידי פן עצלוי, חיישיון שמוניקו הדקי, ושוב חוזר ונכנס בלב, וטריבו אפילו הלמטה, ואפילו קופן לגב, עד כאן לשני. So the Bais Yosef says, here are two things. First of all, he says, in explaining the Rashba Shite, so the Rashba Shite is that not only does the Rashba hold that if we didn't see any thorn sticking into the organism of the Behemoth, but then after Shchite, we saw that one end of the thorn sticking in the membrane of the heart, and the other end of the thorn sticking in the Deifen, that it is still treifo. But even if we saw even if we saw a thorn sticking into the organism of the behemoth, but we didn't notice what part of the organism. And then we just saw that a thorn stuck into the organism of the behemoth, but we didn't see what part of the behemoth, whether it was against the chest, or it was here. We saw that a thorn stuck into the organism lately, but what part we didn't see, whether it was connected to the leg or it was connected to the abdomen. I mean, we saw that a thorn stuck into the organism lately, and then after Shrite, we see that this thorn, one end of it is sticking in the David, one end in the membrane of the heart, so it's not Kshero. According to the Rashba, so it is Kshero only if we saw in the lifetime of the behemoth that the thorn stuck into the chest. It's stuck into Kinegedalei. And then we saw that one end of the thorn was sticking in the Daven and one in the membrane of the heart. But if we didn't see that it stuck Kineged Aleiv, even though we saw that it stuck into the organism of the behemoth, so it's not Kshero, is it? This is the Shita of Beis Yosef. Then he says, but the Mordechai says, so he says that וכל זה שלא היא כדברי המודחי שנראה מדבורוב דריבינו ניקם בפנינו כלל. So in other words, the Mordechai says that even if we didn't see any sticking into the organism of the baby altogether, but after the Shrite we saw one end of the thorn sticking in the membrane of the heart and the other end of the thorn sticking in the Daven, it's also true. This is the Shita of the Beis Yosef in the Rashi. Now, so how does it appear? How does the Mechaber, as the Beis Yosef, how does he pass? Does he pass like the Mordechai, or does he pass like the Rashi? Or he passes like the Rashi? He says, "Umiu imnikar b'keitz lefoneinu v'nishchat ara behemo v'nimzo hakeitz imnikar b'keitz lefoneinu." So he passes. How does he pass? He passes like the Rashi. Now let's see what the Archimedes says. And then Beis Yosef. Now, us base in the Archimedes. We show in the Mariza. וביסה ביתר אורוך כל נאו אף כוסף ממודחי אם נמצוא ימחד אליהם או בבני מים בחוץ אם ישרי יסה בדייפן שכנגדי או בן עצמו יסקשר כל שכנים תוקעו עדיין בדייפן. So the Mordechai says we see that there is a halacha, that if, let's say, we find if there is ישרי יסה בדייפן שכנגדי will be not slow. So it's Kshero. Coach giving to Kua Daim David. So it's certainly Kshero. Voyonire, Avon Gavin Gears, Samot, Shalon, Mash, Shalon, Berez, Lahut, El Tsri, Sli, Sadaim, Tkui is Bedeven, Mikol Mokay, Remaining with Divre Marie, Vitalmide Shahibe, or Isa Meter Oroch, Tam Lidovo, Loma Machin, Shedekua Bedeven, the Hoyle who negated Alev, Lusha Hashim and Shemika Mokimacher, Rakim Rim Shemika, נגד מוקים שנכנשום, הוימו מוצינו שעתיים דוחו בדייפן, ולוי נופל למוקם אחר, לוי חשינו שניקף שום דבר, רק עליו, הוימו מוצונו איסי, שנינוקו לכלולי, כושר, זוי טעם רביו. So in other words, so the more the חיישית is, that if we see, even though we didn't see any thorn sticking into the organism of the behemo, בחייו, but then, לאח השריטי, when you open up the behemo, so we see, one end of the thorn is sticking in the Daven, the other end is sticking in the membrane of the heart, and it doesn't protrude into the Chalal Aleiv, then we don't have to be Cheshish. then we don't have to be chayshish. If we see the thorn sticking, let's say, in the David, and it protrudes in the halal, so then we have to be chayshish. Maybe before it stuck into the David, it punctured one of the internal organs, and then it stuck into the David. But if we see that it sticks between the membrane of the heart and the David, so then we don't have to be chayshish. Maybe first it punctured one of the internal organs, and then it stuck that way, assumed that position. So we assume that that was the original position that the thorn took. And even though we didn't witness any thorn sticking into the organs of the behemoth in the lifetime, but we take it for granted that this is what it happened. That the behemoth, it was rubbing against something. So there was a thorn. So then, unintentionally, accidentally, the behemoth itself pushed that thorn into the chest, and it stuck in such a way. This is the shite of the monk. Alright. So he says, Umaato aneile, the doctor Ramos says, Imashi kosum bis yosef, the arashbo in a marshi, rakishoroinu mitrimo shenik of the leiv, the zain in irem roshna tur klav, shall be kosum raknik of the fane. You see, the Bes Yosef says that according to the Rashbo, when are we machshir? If we witnessed, if we observed that the thorn stuck into the leaf. But suppose we just witnessed that the thorn stuck into the organism of the behemoth. But which part we didn't see? We didn't see. We saw, that the behemoth was standing next to a wall, and then there was a thorn, and we saw that as the behemoth was rubbing against the wall, so the thorn was being pushed into the organism of the behemoth. But which part of the behemoth we didn't see. So then, and then lachashriti. So in other words, and then lachashriti. So we saw that the thorn, one end sticks in the membrane of the heart, and the other end sticks in the David. So according to the Bes Yosef's understanding of the Rashbo, we wouldn't be machshir. So in such a case, we would be chayshish. Maybe this thorn first punctured one of the internal organs, and then it took that position, the thorn. So he says, no. We see that the tour is citing the Rajboshite. And the tour doesn't say, Nikav hakoitz believe lifanei. But he just says, Nikav Akeitz Lifanei. He doesn't say, Nikav Akeitz Bileiv Lifanei. So apparently, the two understood the Rashbo as saying that Lav Davke, if we saw that the Keitz was pushed into the chest, even if we just saw that the Keitz was pushed into the organism, we didn't see what part of the organism. So it's also, and then we saw Lach HaShrite, that it's situated that way, so it is kshem. Or he says, "Umiata aneimir dimashe kosov." The fifth line from the end of the documentation. "Umiata aneimir dimashe kosov bris yosef." The Rashbo in the marshia, in the marshia, rakish yoreinu mitchimo shenikav leiv. Dizein in nirem roshnato klal shal mikosov rak nikav lifaneinu. He doesn't say nikav aleiv lifaneinu. But Nika Lefaneinu, V'akein Motzon Utocho, V'likosav Dibinon Shoreinu Tchilo Leicha Nika, Gama Shekosav Arashbo Chilik Al Ravyo, Shekosav Amodecha, Dimtokua Gambezu, Ein Nira Lasis Plukte, Bimoke, Sheyeish Lahashviz Deise, Al Kol Choch Mire, Deino Nitzrichin Shoreinu Tchilo Leicha Nika, Elo Kol Shoreinu Shenichnas Amachat, Bichutz, נגד הלב, ותחובו בלב, תלינון דלוי נקבו רק נגדו. רק נגדו. ולוי במוק מחה, וקשרו, כי משמו יסלוש נטו, ומה שצורך שתינוקים לפנינו, ולוי די בתוקוע, עדיין בידי פן, משום דרש בסביר, תהים לוי נקבו לפנינו, יש לוחוש, שמו נקבע במוק מחה, והקיים, והקיים נטווה לידי פן ולוחים בו יש את תינוקים לפנינו מי הוא נקבו לפנינו די בכך ובזה מחמיר הרשב"א, יעשה מרביו. וזה מרדכי. בגלל זה מרדכי מיישנה בשיטה ורביו. דיבו יניקב לפנינו. אבל בינון שראו שניקב עליו לפנינו. In other words, so you see, the Ramo is chelik on the Bes Yosef. Because according to Bes Yosef's understanding of the Rashbo, according to the Bes Yosef's understanding of the Rashbo, so the Rashbo requires, number one, that we should see that the decades stuck into the chest. And then, if we see, And then we see that this thought was sticking in the membrane of the heart. Then it's clear. Mashenkin, if we just saw that the thought stuck into the organism of the animal, we didn't see what part of the organism of the animal. So and then we saw that the thorn, one end of the thorn was sticking in the membrane of the heart, and the other end of the thorn was sticking in the Deifen. So according to Bez Yosef's understanding of the Rashba would be saying that it's treif, because we still have to be cheshish. Maybe before this thorn took that position, with one end sticking in the teeth and the other end sticking in the membrane of the heart, so first it punctured one of the internal organs. So the Archimedes says no. The Bez Yosef doesn't mean that, but the Archimedes says that the Bez Yosef holds that it is necessary to see that b'chaya habeimo, that the thorn stuck into the organism of the beimo, that the thorn stuck into the organism of the beimo. So according to the Archimedes, the Rashba Shiti is that if we saw that the thorn stuck into the organism of the beimo, even though we did not see that it's stuck into the chest, so then we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe before it stuck, it took that position of sticking on one hand in the David and on the other hand in the membrane of the heart. Maybe it punctured one of the internal organs. We don't. So as long as we saw that the thorn stuck into the organs of the animal, we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe it was naked first. One of the internal organs. But the Rashba Shiti is that only if we saw that the thorn stuck into the organism of the behemoth, then the Rashba is machshir the behemoth. But suppose we didn't see any thorn sticking in the organism of the behemoth, but we just found the thorn sticking that way, one end sticking in the David and one end sticking in the membrane of the heart, then according to the Rashba, you have to be cheshish. Maybe the thorn, at the very outset, when it's stuck in the organism, since we didn't see it stick in the organism, so the Rashba is cheshish. Maybe at the very outset, it punctured one of the organs, and then it took that position. Mashenkin, the Mordechai holds that even if we didn't see anything at all, but if we see that the thorn has one end sticking in the David and one end sticking in the membrane of the heart, so it's clear. That's the machlokes. So he says, "Mishum derashba seivadim lo nikvo lifaneinu yesh lochu shemo nikvo b'makom acher va'akein iskal David v'lochim bo yeshet lochim lifaneinu miu im nikvo lifaneinu miu im nikvo lifaneinu so dai b'kach." ובזה מחמיר הרשב"א יישם רביו, דיבו יניקב לפנינו, אבל בינון שראו שניקב עליו לפנינו. ומה שדקליקה בז יוסף, מלושין שכוסף הרשב"א, שניקב לפנינו ונתרב לב, אין לי דקדוק. די וניס קבלייב קוי אל פונעין וואל קומא ניט קבליי אל שם זייפי לאך שריטע ריין שניט קבליי ווי די אורייט נאו סו ווי האב אי מחלייקס ביטווין ווי האב אי מחלייקס ביטווין דה between the Rashba and the Mordechai, according to the Akimeshe, we have a machlekes, not only according to the Akimeshe, and according to Bisyosef, we have a machlekes between the Rashba and the Mordechai, If, let's say, we didn't witness anything, and then we found Lachashrite, a thorn, sticking one end of it, in the membrane of the heart, but it's not nikaf, it doesn't penetrate into the hollow. So then, according to the Mordechai, it's kshayo, because we don't have to conjure up other effects. Seeing, obviously, even though we didn't see, the Mordechai's oneness is very simple. Even though we didn't see that a thorn stuck into the organism, but how did it come into that position? Obviously, at one time, as the behemoth was rubbing against the wall, and there was a thorn, so unintentionally, accidentally, it exerted a lot of pressure, and it pushed the thorn, and the thorn took that position. We don't have to anticipate. Maybe at first it took one position, and then it was pushed out from that position, and it took another position. That we don't have to be cheshish. According to the Rashba, we have to be cheshish. Now, the Bach says that even the Rashba will agree that if we found, you see, the Bach says that the Rashba will also agree that in a case where we found one end of the thorn sticking in the daven and the other end of the thorn sticking in the membrane of the heart, so then we are machshav lehim. And when does the Rashba require that we should see that the thorn stuck into the chest or into the organism? So that's only, otherwise, if we didn't see it, we cannot machshav behemo. If lachashrite, we just saw that one end was sticking, let's say, in the membrane of the heart, and the other end was not sticking in the David. But if in the case, so then, even though only one end was tochuv, let's say in the membrane of the heart, or let's say one end was tochuv in the daven, and the other end was protruding in the cholabim. So if we saw the Bach says, so the Rashba says that if only one end was protruding, was sticking, let's say in the membrane of the heart or in the daven, and the other end of the thorn was just protruding in the halal abeimo, so then we have to be matri the behemo if we didn't see the thorn sticking in the heart of the behemo. Mashiachin, if we saw the thorn sticking into the chest of the behemo, so then it is ksheo, even if just one end was sticking in the membrane of the heart or in the daven, and the other end is protruding the whole abeimo. Mashiachin, if we saw, the Bach says, in the case where we saw the after shrite that one end of the thorn is sticking in the daven, the other end of the thorn is sticking in the membrane of the heart, so then even the Rashba is made, we don't have to be cheshish. But anyway, according to the Bes Yosef and the Darkei Meishe, there is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Mordechai. According to the case where we didn't see the cage sticking into the organism of the behemo, and then we saw one end of the thorn, lachashrite, sticking in the daven, and the other end of the thorn sticking in the membrane of the heart. So according to the Bes Yosef and the Darkei Meishe, there is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Mordechai. According to the Bach, even the Rashba is made there and then. Now, here the Mechaber mentions, Umiu im nikav b'keitz lifonein, v'nishchato habein, v'nimtzo hakeitz, tochov lifonein, mideifen habein, li'echod yivorin, nirin hadvorin, shelo nikav b'mokim achim. L'fichoch, so he says, ומיהו אם ניקח בקייס לפנינו, ונשחטו עד אינו, ונמצא הקייץ תוכוף לפנינו, מדי פן הבאימו לאחד עבור. In other words, one end is sticking in the dayfen, and the other end, lechon mivorim, let's say, the membrane of the heart, or another area. And it doesn't perforate, it doesn't penetrate into the hole of that area. So, nirin advorim shol nika b'mokim achir, lefichoch in pokab leim chayitze, b'mis chomit shil. So it's mashmal b'mechab ha-paskas like the Rashbo. Not like the Mordechai. Now, let's see what the Shach says. Sibyim. Umi u imnika b'keit lefanein. Da'as ha-rabi da'ake meyshe. Da'afilu lo yroinu t'chilu leich ha-nika. Elo kol sheroinu she'nichnas ha-machat b'chutz neged aleim. U'tchuvo. Ata b'leiv talindu le'nika. Rak negde. V'loi b'mokimachir u'ksheiru le'arajbo. Ki mashmo yislosh natu. She'hu kilosh na'amchade. U'dolui kibes Yosef she'kosar le'arajbo. B'inon. Di'roinu t'chilu dinitra b'leiv. V'chayitze bei. V'nishchato. ונמצא תוכו בלי מי הוא עמוד חי בשם רב יוקוסה דין תוקו המקצוס הבדייפן וישיק הבדייפן שבו מחוץ נמוק שבו ובהו הרש בו ועתו חיוקי ובסביר לו ידי בינון דווקא ניקף לפוני עד כאן דבורו בקיצה והבח קוסה דה הרש בו ועתו נמי מידים לעמוד חי בשם רב יוק I mean all this, so the Shach says דה על כל כוח נכניסו מיד מדייפן ללאי ונזכאי מכך In other words, so the Bach says that everybody is made there. If, like a shrite, we see that one end of the thorn is sticking the daven and one in the membrane of the heart, so everybody is made there as a shale. The Rajbo, I don't know, I'm not going to be able to do it, I'm not going to be able to do it, I'm not going to be able to do it. During the time of the time, I'm not going to be able to do it, I'm not going to be able to do it, I'm not going to be able to do it, I'm not going to be able to do it. Even though we didn't see any sticking, we didn't witness the thorn sticking into the organism. But obviously, this thorn did not come by the behemoth swallowing. So that thorn that we found in this position, one end of the thorn sticking the daven, the other end of the thorn sticking the membrane of the heart. So how did it come into this position? By sticking it in the chutz. So Memeles, since it is obvious that it entered the organism by this thorn sticking mibachutz, and we find it in that position, why should we anticipate and conjure up that first when it's talking mibachutz, it was naked, let's say the stomach or the intestines, and then it was pushed out, and then it assumed such a position? I mean, the easiest way to assume such a position is if at the very outset, when it enters the organism through the outside, it assumes that the position, that kind of a position. ומי מחב לו לארזה וליקונס בדייפן. וליקונס בדייפן, במוקי שנכנס בהם יתחילו באחוז לחלדו. עד כאן לא. All right. But anyway, we see that the מחבר doesn't pasken like the Mordechai, he paskens like the Rashi. And the Ramah doesn't even mention any Agoy. So in other words, so it appears that according to the Psak of the Mechaber, so when are we machshed behemo, if it's nika v'keitz lefoneinu, but it is remarkable that while the Bes Yosef says in the Rashi that only if we saw that the keitz was nitchaf in the leiv, but if we just saw that if it's nikaf in the Bekeitz Lefaneinu and we didn't see that it was nikaf v'leiv, then the Rashba wouldn't be machshir, but when the Mechaber passed in the din, he just mentions in nikaf Bekeitz Lefaneinu. As if he had agreed with the shita of the Dark Image. I mean, that's very remarkable. All right. Holy Matrafinon, Davke Bekeitz, אוי מחת שידעתי, ואי אפשר לבדי ככה נקף משהו. אבל ביקונה, וחיי צבי, כושר על בדיק הסיבורים של קובוסו במשהו. אם הקיץ או ימחת לא יניקבו לכל, אפילו כל איתונו מבוסו, כי אם בירח שיובו כשירו, אפילו צדרו ושל מחת לה פפני. And even though in connection with the מחת that is found sticking in the liver, so the Gemara makes a distinction kupe mil bar, kupe mil gav. But over here it's different. Why? Because here we can explain it very easily. In other words, because it's there, habeim or ischacher b'keisel. So when there is a lot of pressure, then even the thick edge can stick. When something is done without pressure, so only the thin edge can puncture, can enter, but not with the thick edge. But here, since it's there, habeim or ischacher b'keisel, so it's possible that this happened. It happened that way, and we even assume it. We assume that it happened. He read to Dovo Shenekiv Nimeo, King Kuchel Halosis, the Hayetzi Be Trefo, Vimudovo Shesofi, King Neke, Trefo Misofi. Now Simon Nun Vase in the two. Now the Mishnah, I didn't go over that Mishnah, but I told you to go over that Mishnah. But let's go over the Mishnah again. Daf Nun Vavam Dal. Ve'ilu treifes bei nikuba sabeishet upsukas agageres hikso chuldo al reisho mokim shoiso iso treif. If a weasel struck a fowl, a bird, on its head at the place where it makes it a treif. In other words, let's say the brain. The meyach. So if the kum hameyach is perforated, so then it becomes treifo. So if a weasel struck a bird on its head, where it becomes a treifo. Nika bakurkim, if the gizzard was punctured. Nikvadaki, if the intestines of the bird were punctured. Noflo le'eyo v'nechmeru b'nei meyahu. I mean, this is the thing. Im yirikim psulim, suppose an egg, a fowl, fell into the fire. And then, after Shrite, it fell into the fire, and then we took out the bird from the fire. And it was alive. It was alive. Sometimes, if a balchai falls into the fire, so it's dead. But here, we took out the fowl from the fire, it was alive. And it was functioning. But then, after the shrite, we opened up the fowl, so we saw that the internals. In other words, if the matter changed, that the more explains it. That means certain organs are naturally red. Certain organs are naturally yolk. So if this bird, so we found that the color, the matter changed from the natural red to yolk, so it's trifle. Or if it changed from the natural yolk to red, so it's like, if the rukim silim adumim kshem. In other words, if it is naturally red, and then when you found it scorched after the shrite, it has the same mare, so then it's kshem. But if it changed the mare, so it's psul. Those are we talking about. That's another part. Now, there is a Gemara. Now, turn to the Gemara. Nofoleia. The second line. Daphne Woman Base. Omar Rabbi Yechem Shem Rabbi Yisim Ben Yeshua Shio Yerukoson Ki Shio Nikovoson. So in other words, the Mishnah says that if he fell into the fire, and then it remained alive. Then Rosh Eichadet, and then we saw that Nechmurub Nimeo, the internals was scorched. In other words, they changed their appearance. So if it changed its appearance to green as a result of the scorching by the fire, so then it's gray. But if it retained its natural mare of red, so then it's kshero. So shio yurukoson ki shio nikvoson. Manik voson bimashu af yurukoson bimashu. She doesn't mean that all the internals should turn green as a result of falling into the fire, but even if he mashu of the internals, so he changes into green. So it's like, why? Because if the color, if on account of the fire, the color changed, so it's considered as if it is nika. So Memele, since nika bimashu is rei, so if it changed color on account of the fire, so it's also bimashu rei. Shir yo kosa ki shir nikovosu. Mani kosa bimashu vikosa bimashu. Boi mene rabi se prit rabi shir belevi. Rabbi Shimelein, Hoyriko Kovit Keneged Nimaima. Now, so we see that the business why, if the internals look scorched, and how do they look scorched? Because the Mare is different, because the Mare is a Mare Yorek, so then it's straight for even the Mashu, even just the Mashu turn green. So Mimele, it's only Shayach, like to Twayet, Ligabi internals, that Nikvoson is Matri Bimashu. Let's say tested, cookable, but those internals that Nikubosom Bimat, that Nikubo is matri, let's say it covet. So Nikubas a covet is not rainbow. So Mimele, if let's say the covet turned your ache, so it shouldn't be rainbow either. Now, so here's the child. Boy, Mene Ravitsi, Boy, Ravishim, Elevi, Ravishim, Elevi. Oyriko kovit kineged nimai. Ma, omole treif. Vilo yehel and itlo. But suppose a mashu would be cut out of the kovit. So it wouldn't be treif also. Just because the mare of the mashu changed. It was scorched. So it should be treif. Omarobe, kim she yriko kovit kineged nimai. It all depends which part of the liver is hiriko, became green. But if it's connected with nemayim, biyodua shenoful eir v'nechmerub nemayim etreifo. So it's not treifo because of the scorching of the covet, but it's treif because of the scorching of the nemayim. Oh, no. All right. V'bishu emelayim v'hav la'ahut anegeles. Shadri l'kami l'rablezer ha'kapo b'rebe. Omalei, Yerikin have a reaction. Vanantna Yerikin Psuri. Loyomru Yerikin Psuri Nelo Bikur Koven Bilevu Vikovit. Tayin Amor. Beilub Nimayim Omru Bikurken Bilevu Vikovit. So, in other words, only if it is an internal organ that is naturally not green. So then, as a result of the fire, it turns green. So then it's treif. But if it's an internal organ that is naturally green, so then it doesn't become treif. If after it fell into the fire, we find it green. Because that's its natural mal. Reb Yitzchok bar Yosef aver ahu talegalte. Shadr lekamed rabavue. Vomale adumin have u treife. Vanantnan adumim sheirim. Omale adumim sheiriku v'yirekin sheedimu treife. Lo yom lo adumim kshirim elo bikur kovon uvikovit. Bikur kovon uvikovit. So, because there it's naturally because there it's naturally wet. So in other words, the halacha applies to all internal organs. But certain internal organs are naturally ordained. So then it's treif as a result of falling into fire only they turn green. Certain internal organs are naturally yorik. So then they become treif as a result of falling into fire if they turn on it. Omar Rafshmuel Bachri Omar Reb, Omar Rabmani. Adumim Sheriku, Visholko, Vichosmu, Vichosru, Vedimu Ksheir. Suppose it was an internal organ. It was an internal organ that is naturally wet. It's naturally wet. Let's say lave, kukavon, kovet, something that is naturally wet. So, and then as a result of falling into fire, so at first it turned green. Then he cooked it. So it turned red again. So it's kosher. As long as it has its natural mara after being cooked, so it's kosher. When is it rain? Only if it does not have natural mara after it is cooked. My time could try ago, because in view of the fact that ultimately it had a natural mara of red, so we say that the reason as to why at first, before he cooked it, so it was green is because some of the smoke entered into that area, into the lathe, the cook, upon the covet. So because of that it was green, because of the smoke. But after he cooked it and he got rid of the smoke, so the natural mare was revived. So that's a raya that the original scorching was not so much as to deteriorate the area. Omer Avnachem by Yitzchok, Afana Neymar, Adumim Shelo Yoriko, Visholko, Vyoriko Trev. So now it's Rav Shmuel Bachia said, Adumim Shelo Yoriko, Visholko, Mechosmo Vitim Ukshev. So that means that if the ultimate mare is the natural mare, it's all right. Even though in the interim, it had an amateur, an abnormal mare. So the converse, so we can deduce the converse. In other words, adumim shelo yeriku. Let's say, if it was a lathe, and that fell into the fire, that off fell into the fire, and then, when we took it out after, we took it out before Shrite, it was alive, and then we were sheichadei, and then after Shrite, we opened it up, and we saw that they had a natural mare. But then we cooked it. It did not have a natural mare. So it's also treif. In other words, the criterion is not the mare it has the first moment after Shrite, but the criterion is the mare it has after it is cooked. After it is cooked. John, Adumim shel yiriko vishonkom v'yiriko treifo. My time igloye ba'asaya. Ba'asaya means the disgrace, the shame, the weak spot. In other words, since after cooking, it had the abnormal mare, the unnatural mare, so that means that the falling into the fire really diseased the tissue of the lamb. Ibohraye, after cooking, so we saw that it did not have the natural mare. All right. Omar Avashe. Hilkach loyleich linish elo bishalki. So Mele, so Rav Asher said, if let's say an off dropped into the fire, we took it out. It was alive. It was functioning. We are sheched off, and then we opened up the off. We looked at the lathe, and the lathe had a natural mare. Natural mare red. So then he's not allowed to eat it. But first he has to test it. How is he to test it? By cooking it, and then we'll see. Because maybe after cooking it, it'll turn green. But the Gemara says, "V'loi arzuke reyes eloi marzikin." If we did cook it and then it changed into an unnatural mare, then it's fine. But we don't have to do it. We don't have to change it since we don't see an unnatural mare after shchite. We don't have to change it. Maybe after cooking, it will assume another Jonah. All right. Now, let's see. So the Gilsa here, in the Gemara is, Omer Rav Shmuel Bachie, Omer Rav Mane, Adumim Shoyriku, Vishonku, Vichosru, Vedimu Ksheir. My time is good trial. Omer Rav Nachma Yitzro, Rav Anan Eimer, Adumim Shoyriku, Vishonku, Vichosru, Vedimu Ksheir. Now let's see how the Rif is the Gilsa here. Our Gilsa is Adumim Shoyriku, Vishonku, Vichosru, Vedimu Ksheir. The Rif is the Gilsa, Yerukin Shedimu. Why? Well, let's see. But look in the Rif. Omer Rav Shmuel Bachi, Omer Rav Mane, Yerukin She, Yerekin She Dimu, Vishonkon, Veyoriku Ksheo, Maitamere Kutrayobo. Omer Rav Nachman, Vayitzor, Rav Aniemer, Adumim, Adumim Shelo Yeriku, Vishonkon, Veyoriku Trev. So as far as Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is concerned, it's the same Gilsa. But as far as the memory of Rav Shmuel Bachi or Rav Mani is concerned, it's not the same Gilsa. Because our Gilsa, Rashi's Gilsa, is Hadumim Sheiriku Vishonko Vichozru Vedimu Ksheo. And the Rib's Gilsa is Yerekin Sheedimu Vishonko Veyoriku Ksheo. So I mean, one would say, what difference does it make? It's the same thing. I mean, it's the same logic. What difference does it make? But you'll see that the Arishani who do distinguish. All right. Now, go to the Torah. Nofolei, Simon and Beis. Nofolei, v'nechmeru b'nei meyar. And the internals became scorched. V'nishtam. Even though we didn't see, that is self-evident. That if the color of the internals changed as a result of being scorched in fire, so it has come to be hammer that the outside skin changed, but the outside effect that there was a burn on the outside skin, that is not matter of the behemoth. What is, as far as skin is concerned, so only one marking is matter of the behemoth. If the skin is completely removed, glued on. But just like that, suppose, let's say, there was a burn, the behemoth suffered a burn, and there was a change of color on the outside skin of the face of the behemoth, or the legs of the behemoth, or even negative the abdomen, so that wouldn't be matter of the behemoth. So that is not even mentioned. No folay of inechmerub nemeya. But then, after Shrite, we see that the mare of the internals changed as a result of the fire. V'nishtamo, ki gilei v'kultamo, v'kovei, shedarkon v'yesademi. So the natural mare is odei. V'nishtamo v'yeriku, oyam yayim, shedarkon v'yesiroiki, the intestines. So it's darkon v'yesiroiki. Nishtamo v'edimu treifo, afilu v'mashu mehem, shenishtamo. V'afilu v'yegi alucholo, shekib mishaloku machmas makesh eish, seifo minoke. Safe only okay. Vein akobe deima lilei. Vikokobo. Shalei ve akokobo on bichol mokim shi nishtamu. Afu lumashu kveiko. Vikove din ashino e isabei. Elo im ke nishtani ke negad amyay. That's what we learn in the Gemara. Vein isuri machmas atzme. Shalafu nital kulei kosher. Not nital kulei kosher. It doesn't mean mamish kulei. It means nital kulei. So it means if the kazayis is left mokim moro and the mokim chiyusi. Elo shenayimri, kim shaloko kineget ameayim, afu lechol shu, vaday loko gamal nimayim, afu eim lefonayim, vin reim vahem shum reyesi. Also, und wenn ich dann mal im Hure ist ein technischer, und ich warte nicht, die hat es nach hinten schon, und ich nicht das Neues. Kosa Parashbo, wo hat die Name im Heere, ich nicht am Morgen. So, die Gemorre mentioned that if he turned yellow, if the Kobe turned yellow near the Nimai, so then it's trefo, not because of the Kobe, but because of him Maki in the Nimai. So Parashbo says, suppose it's Heere, Keneged Amoro, so this is also a vulnerable portion, so mainly it's also treif. Oy keneged Mokim Chiyusi, Shili Asura, because if it is, it has to be Nisha, in other words, if it was scorched, if an internal organ is scorched by the fire to such an extent, it receives such a burn, that the matter changed because of the fire of the internal organ, so then it's considered as if it is Nita. Not just Nika. It's considered as if it is Nita. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Russian, the expression, when he says, Shekiv Shaloko Machmas Makaseish, Seifu Inokiv, is not an exact expression. Because here we see from the Gemore, it's not just that it's destined to be Nika. But it's not just that it's destined to be naked. Here we see from the Rashbo that it's considered as if it is nita already. Because he says, "Im heli keneged amoro, keneged mokim chiyuse, shi yasuro. Tichol mokim yirakuse, kilu nisra v'nita." Now, if a comet is nikav, even if it's nikav in the portion that is keneged amoro, so it's not right, no? If the kazayis b'mokim amoro doesn't remain, then it's treifo. If kazayis b'mokim chayuse in the caudate lobe of the liver is nital, is all, so then is not, does not remain. So here, if we had been matrid nofolei or binechmo b'meo on the grounds that it's safely knocking. So why does the Rashba say that if here keneged amoro or keneged mokim chiyuse sheyasuro? No, here it's more than civil inokim. Here it means it's considered that it's completely deteriorated, as if it didn't exist, as if it had been removed. So the expression civil inokim is not an exact expression. But over here, it's enough in connection with Nimai. It's enough because even Meinekev is matri, but it's more than Sefer Inoki. It means it's completely deteriorated, as if it is nita. So Adin Ami Meir Keneged Amoro, Keneged Mokim Chiyuse, Shi Asur, Dichol Mokim Yerakuse, if the Mare changes, Kilu Nisrav, that means that it received a very major burn, and it's considered as if it had been burned completely. Kilu nisra vinita vikoma vidmore dibereye ein lochesh bin filasoei mipnei shatzlois meginasala upirish rashbo vikoma eloviye shinzoich livdikachel avo in nofloreo lefoneinu elish tolida afilo in nofloreo lefoneinu avo in roinu shedimo treif shall we give or leo to yourself? So now the Gemara says that Bereye in Lochish before say. So the Rashba says, why? Because the Slois Meginis. So the Rashba says that only means the Slois Meginis, so we don't have to be Cheshish. Let's say, in the other organs, Nadere, let's say the leaf and the intestines, the covet. So then we have to be Vedic. Why do we have to be Vedic? Because they don't have ribs that usually protect these organs, that protect well these organs against the burn. Machine came along, so it has so many ribs that protect the lungs against the burn. So in Astam, we assume that that the fall into the fire did not scorch the lung. But suppose, so we don't have to be Vedic, but suppose that we were Vedic, the lungs, and we saw that the lungs too were scorched, and they changed the natural mare into red, because the natural mare of the lung is not Odin. So then we saw that it changed into red as a result of being scorched, then it is Treife, because then we see that somehow this was such a burn. This was such a burn that even the Tzlois couldn't protect against being scorched. Aber im Roimu Shedim or Treife, Shari lo yiginu les lesel. Vadeini ovi oroj zal kosafi Yisraelik. And Rajma, afilu reine saad dumo. Kshel. יחידו שצל יסאו מגיני נולאו או נוטלי נעשינו בדבר אחר ולא אם אפילו עשה יהיה אפילו אם נופלו יהיה בפניהם it's a remarkable I mean, the shita of the Rosh the Rosh says the Tzil, the Gemara says the Tzlo is our Meginez so we may leave him if we noticed and she knew Mar in Rome now the natural Mar of Rome is not today but here we saw that it became completely red the lungs so it's still kshiro because we assume that the tzlois protected the lungs against the burn so why did the mara change so there is a coincidence there is some other condition that changed the mara now what's the aloha? So there are certain mares that are not live the veine, certain mares in the lung. But certain mares in the lung are not matriv in the veine. So mele, if so the aloha is oishel yadumo afu bitachli so eidem ksheo. So that's the gemore of Rabnosi. So in other words, if the lung is very red, so it's not red. But if, let's say, if we knew, this is, but the Rashba holds that in this case, where we know that the off fell into the fire, so mainly we say this mare of Odei resulted from the scorching, from the burn, so mainly it is terrible. But the Rosh says, since the Gemara says that the Tzlois are making on the wrongs, so even if we found the dread, we attribute it to some other condition. Not to the burn. So mimele it's not rain. So he says, "Batini of your rosal cause of a filo rain is a tumba kseo, the chimish is a wisel and gimna leo, on a tin la shino with the barache, the ruin of filasea, a filo in offer leo with an aino." Very strange, it says that we have to take it for granted that the redness occurred. The redness is also an unnatural condition, but this mare is not a make that is matri. But in this case, where it fell into the fire, why shouldn't we say that it resulted from the fire and the tzlois did not protect it? So the Rosh says no. I feel nothing of an angel. We heard the Shino pay say, oh, dafke kishon da bishino. Ach, has a shonkon, that's the Gemara. That it's, the criterion is the mare that it has after cooking. Ach, has a shonkon. Aber im shonkon, we chosu le marison, לא ישנה יריקים שהדימו וישולקו וחוזרו ויריקו לא ישנה אדומים שיריקו וישולקו וחוזרו והדימו כשהו in other words according to our gear say so רב שמואל בכי אומר רב מנה says אדומים שיריקו וישולקו וחוזרו והדימו כשהו so he says לא ישנה אבל משולקו וחוזרו מרוסו לא ישנה ירוקים שהדימו וישולקו וחוזרו והריקו לא ישנה אדומים שיריקו וישולקו וחוזרו והדימו כשהו Because of Arashbo, do I machshirin on elo biruikin sheedimu veishokon vechosru veyiriku, aber loy baadumim sheyiriku vechosru al deishokon. Vadini obi orozal herche b'shneihem. Now we saw that there are two gersos. So one gersa is the gersa in our gemara. Now, according to Gerson, our Gemara, so it's a Gemara Mephoreshes, that Adumim Sheoriko Nishon Kom Lechosro Vedimu is Kshem. So the Rajba certainly couldn't have our Gerson, because the Rajba says, V'machshavim alo b'yarukim sheyedimu v'yishon kom v'chosro v'yariku, aber loy ba'adumim sheyariku v'chosro al v'yishon kom. Because according to our Gerson, Rav Shmuel mentions a Dabke in connection with Adumim Sheoriko. Adumim Sheoriko v'chosro v'edimu. According to Avram. So the Rajbo was not Geras, did not have our Gersi. The Rajbo accepted the Gersi of the Reef. Now the Gersi of the Reef was, Omar Afmuel Bachi, Omar Avmane, Adumim Sheri, Yeruki, Shedimu, Vishonko, Vichozro, Yeruki, Shedimu, Vishonko, Vichozro, and Vyoriku. Alright. So he is dead. But that doesn't mean that Adumim Sheyeriko Vishonko Vichotzro Vedibu is different. Why should it be different? Even though he had other girls said. But the Rajba says, because we cannot be Midami in Trevis. And since he had the girls of the Reef, so Rav Shmuel, Bachi Omer Rav Mane, he doesn't say anything about Adumim Sheyeriko Vishonko Vichotzro Vedibu. He only has Yerukin, Shehedimu, Yerikin Shehedimu, Vechozro, Vishonkon, Vechozron, Vyoriko is Kshevim. So Memela he says, this is mentioned, the other thing is not mentioned. So Memela, according to Rajbo, if it is Yerukin, Shehedimu, Vishonkon, Vechozron, Vyoriko, so it's Kshevim, but Adumi, Sheiriku, Vishonko, Vichotzron, Vidimu is not Kshevim. Why not? Because it could be that as a result of the cooking, it becomes red. So in other words, the heat, you see, the fire itself affected the oven with such a burn that it changed the color. But then, so even though the natural color was red, but then because of the fire, so it changed the color. But then when he cooked it, so then the cooking itself might restore the red color. So that's why there cannot be any equation between Reiki, Shedimu, Vishonkon, Vichozru, Veyoriku and Adumim Sheyoriku, Sheyoriku and Vishonkom Chazoredi. All right, so the Rajbo had the gears of the Reef, but even though he had the gears of the Reef, he could say that it doesn't make any difference. So he distinguishes. So he says, because of the Rajbo the Machshirino Nel Biyorukim Sheyidimu Vishonkom Chazor Veyoriku, Avoloi Adumim Sheyoriku Vichozru Al Vishonkom. And as a matter of fact, the Rosh has the girse of Rashi. So then, Adumim Sheiriku, Vishonkon, Vichozro, Vedimu is mentioned explicitly in the Gemara. But the other case, he deduces Adumim Shaloyeriku, Vishonkon, Vyoriku, Vyorukim Shaloyedimu, Vishonkon, Vedimu is Israel. I mean, that is the other member. The other member is so the. There are no Tugyasois. Only in regard to Rav Shmuel Bachi or Rav Manis Memre, there are Tugyasois. But in regard to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok's Memre, Adumim Shelo Yeriku, Vishonkon Veyoriku Treifo, that if the ultimate Mare is the unnatural Mare, as a result of the burn, so then it's Treifo, even though before, immediately after the Shrite, it had a normal Mare. So it's Treifo, there are no Tugyasois. So there is no Machlekes. So in both situations, it's Treifo. Adumim Shoyeriku, Vishonkon Veyoriku, Veyoriku Shloyedimu, Vishonkon Veyedimu Treifo. Umikol Bo Kibut Aleichon Tzlui, Loichashino Limo Yosheu Kon Shemo Hoyom Mishtan. Because the Gemara says that we don't have to be Cheshish. Kosov HaRashbo, Shnei Mine Yarkusei, two kinds of Yorik. Yesh Yorik Ikarse, Yorik Ikarse, it really means green. Like leek-like green. V'yeish yoriki beitzo. Yoriki beitzo, a an egg is not, we wouldn't call it green, we would call it yellow. But the term your egg can refer to what we call green and to what we call yellow. So, really, Shayarako is hapoisil b'koreich alei hu ayoreki kalsi. Shakobi to yoreki beitzo. Hu yoreki beitzo, because actually the kove, Shakobi is naturally red, but it's not always red. If it is shomein, so then it's yellow. If it's not shomein, so it's odin. But if it is, if it is shomein, so then it is yellow. V'chein yerli, שיעקוס פייסל ויבייסל, שיש במיני מדבורי, שכל המדבורי כבדום יורי כקרסי. וכל שיש במיני מדבורי יורי, אפשר שימוצא לידים גם בייס יורי. In other words, we say that when is Nechmeru, Bnei Meel, Trefo, if the Mare changed as a result of being scorched by the fire, only if the Mare changed to a Nanachona, to Nanachona. But if the Mare changed to a Mare that is not really a natural, so then even though it's not the usual Mare, but if it's not an unnatural Mare, it's not ready. It's not ready. So the Mele says there are certain birds. You have a domestic bird, and you have a wild bird. Not a domestic bird. They are the same species. But you have a midbori and you have a basi. You have a domestic bird and they are the same species. But some of them have been civilized and they have been domesticated. But is the same species as the wild bird. As the wild bird. So if, let's say, if the covet changed after falling into fire, so the mare of the covet is lick like green, so then it's right. Because that's an unnatural, that's anomalous. That's an unnatural mare. The lick-like green is anomalous for a covet in a native. But there are certain species that in its wild form, not the domestic form, in the wild form, so their liver is naturally lick-like green. But the domestic subspecies, I would say. I mean, they are members of the same species, but the domestic subspecies, so is not naturally green. Is not naturally green. So mimele, even if after it fell into the fire, we found that the mare of the covet of the domestic subspecies, so is lick like green, so it would be trained. Because in view of the fact that the same species has this color as its natural color, so mimele, it's not considered anomalous even for the domestic subspecies. Sheshen your yakus facial be bison, a domesticated. Sheyesh b'mine midbor, the field bird. Shekola midborim kveidom, the liver, yorik ikas. V'chol sheyesh b'mine midbor yorik, efter sheyimtzel eating a bais yorik. Ki inyen sheyitiru, yisere shemereyo, mipnei sheyesh liyizi midboris. So the analogy is that the rose-like clove. So bizman chazal, so I mean according to Rashi's pshat. So Bisman Chazal, the average behemoth did not have a rose-like clove. Or according to Rabbi Nefraim's pshat, that this Gemara has reference to two rose-like clothes, to a behemoth that had two rose-like clothes. So Bisman Chazal, they did not have two rose. Some not belong to Bisman Chazal. So I mean So that means, so the average, behemoth, whether it's Machazal or today, does not have two rows like rows. So then, in the certain behemoth, had two rows like lobes, or according to Rashi, had the rows like lobes. So in view of the fact that all the easy mitboris, all the field goats who graze and pasture, so they, the field mitboris, not the domestic goats, the easy mitboris had that some melee. So the Gemara says that any other behemoth, that is not an easy boy, is not ready for an account of that rose like robe. Why? Because if one behemoth has it, so it's not considered anomalous. It's not considered an aberration. It's not considered as a magi. Because since we find in that mean behemoth, we sometimes find the rose like robe. So mainly it's not considered an aberration, it's not considered anomalous. So mainly it's not a major market. So here too. Kiyan shikiru yisera shevereyom nishiyesh lizim et boyeske. Vikosa feidu, vikosa oyut huzav. Nimtzu akobit yoy kenege me amayi. Ve yodua inoflo leir im lav. Yistreifu. Dib yodua shenoflo leir. So the Rashba says, suppose we found the kovit is not naturally leak like green. So if we found it leak like green in the oak that we know fell into the fire, so then we are matter. Suppose we never heard that this off fell into the fire. But upon examining the kovet after shrite, we found that the kovet is lit like green. So the question is, does that indicate that in the lifetime it had a burn? Otherwise, the kovet wouldn't turn to lit like green. So the Rashba says yes. So he says, so when you do I not for air in love, pray for the Yodua Shinof. ועדיני אומר רוז על כוסר, לכל מוקר מתרפין ומבישין ומערה במאיים, הנדווקי וידוע שנפלו אייר. אבל אילו ידינו וחזינו שמשתנו בני מאירו, לא יתעלינו מפילוסייר, דמיון זה לשחירי, אלא תעלינו בשינו עטיבים, דיפו ממחמס ריף שיימן, אוי כחש, אוי כחש, ומשתן. So there's a point between the Rashba and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, all this aloche, that if we find the internal organs changed the mare to a non-natural mare, so it's trade, so it only applies to a case where we know it received the bread. But if we never heard that this off received the burn, even though we see that it is an abnormal mare, the internal organ, let's say the copy, is lit like green, so you're not matter of it. And then, so why does it have such an abnormal mare? So we say it probably has to do with the climate, with the food, with this and that. We are tailored in something. And with the diet or the climate, or whatever. So just as men might have certain allergies to certain foods, so behemoth might also have certain allergies to certain foods. But this is the sheet of the Rosh. The Rashba says no. The Vishinumare occurs as a result of a birth. So even though we haven't heard of the oil falling into the fire, so we have to assume that it probably was exposed to fire, though, in the lifetime. Because of Eidah in the Rosa. Yei Shemri, Yitrei Feshenof Lo Le'eya Lo Yishaya Bebeim, Lifishei Rokoshim, Vigamu Ve'atzlois Meginin Olel, Vigam Dimeo Rokoshim Lechomet, they're not so readily scorched. Can you tell him Yechmeru bin Filas Eish is so a Pharaoh Psor? In other words, so the Rosh Hashanah mentions this day that the whole treifes of Nechmeru bin of Nofoleia, the whole treifes of Nofoleia applies only to, as a matter of fact, the Mishnah mentions it in connection with Dov. So you could say, because it's more likely, after all, it's not so likely a big bull should fall into the fire. But the bird, you know, it's very likely, very frequently it happens that a bird flies into the fire. But in Chanam, it is if accidentally a behemoth would fall into the fire, so the same thing would apply. But there is a shame that it doesn't apply. Why? Because for the same reason that the Gemara says that we don't have to be made the wrongs. Why? Because it's lois. I'm making, so that is in the novice lois of me. In the behemoth, so the lois I'm making the Gedolivon. The Gedolivon. V'chein kosav ha-Rambam. U'balito kosav, derech pshore, shoev mikim shenofo lehi yotzolef livnik. V'vishen lehiya. V'kore v'adolo shenech nomeo. Haru v'behemo yichesh. Avo vada yinech meo. Gam hi nitrebes bikach. V'ein eimu elu divu nevies. Elu vada lishaya v'behemo klar latka. So the Rosh goes so far as to say that the Balito says that regarding behemo, we don't have to be chesish. In other words, even if a behemo is exposed to fire, we don't have to be chesish. Maybe the internals were affected. Because, after all, the first thing that becomes affected by the fire in the behemo is the air, the bosom. And that in itself is not matter. Because even if a substantial portion of the skin will peel off as a result of the burn, it will not become painful. It will only become painful if the whole skin is taken off. Brutal. But just from a certain portion of the behemoth's organism, the skin will peel off. So melee, if a behemoth was exposed to fire, we don't have the behemoth, maybe the internals were affected. But suppose we did look at the internals of the behemoth that was exposed to fire, and we found that they changed the color, and we found